The man overseeing the Fox River cleanup for the EPA says it makes more sense to cap off some spots on the river rather than to dredge all the sediment out as first planned. Jim Honenberg says it'll make for a cleaner river in the long run.
Now, there's a trade-off where you are leaving PCBs behind under caps. Besides all that, it does cost less. And instead of $580 million, it would be about $390 million.
And Honenberg says work will be done in 9 years instead of 15. He says paper companies that dumped the PCBs decades ago will remain financially responsible if the caps fail. Failure was on the minds of many who came to last night's public hearing in Green Bay. Charlie Frisk teaches high school biology, and he was among the skeptics.
Rivers continually move sand and gravel around, and just common sense tells you that this solution was brought up as a way to save money, not to solve the problem.
He wasn't alone. Zalman Saperstein is an environmentalist, engineer, and author from Fish Creek. He says the EPA is playing an underwater game of musical chairs with the Fox River PCBs.
And the turbulence that will be caused by the high-velocity streams and by ice formation will create movement. And once that movement occurs, then pockets of PCBs will in fact be increased because the erosion of those substrates will bring it to the surface.
The public has until January 11th to get comments to the EPA. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.